This show is furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Good evening, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervie, the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And we have a full studio today. Everyone's here watching the Dodgers-Giants game. And by the way, we're doing a radio show.
Right.
Right. Lauren Savon, such a pleasure to have you sitting next to me, co-piloting.
Always a pleasure to be here
program.
With you, Alan.
It is. And we were going to say that it was a pleasure to have with us the fastest blind person in the world.
That's his title?
Absolutely. Here's the article. How Paralympian David Brown overcame his fears to become the fastest blind runner. And there's a picture of him running with his USA jersey on at the Summer Olympics, the Tokyo 2021, or I guess they call it the 20 actually because it was supposed to be 20, but in 2021 at the Olympics, and he won the 100 meters. Amazing.
Mm.
Fastest blind person.
He was so fast, we didn't get him on the show, did we? We missed him.
He left. He canceled. All right, so here we go, Lauren. Before we get to our illustrious guests, mm-hmm. the guests who are so much better than any other guests who have not canceled, we got to go over this list. It all started with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Two times told us he would be here. And Chuck, my apologies. I know, you know, UCLA guy, but Kareem canceled on us last minute. Didn't commit to coming on the show, but did commit.
Committed,
to telling
didn't
us.
Follow through. Yeah.
He told us he was going to. He committed to being here.
You talk about him now almost every episode.
Every episode, because I can't believe
for a cease and desist letter.
We already got one of those, but I'm not going to say who we got that from. She has not canceled, but she won't come back on the show.
Oh.
But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar unceremoniously just said he wasn't coming on at the last minute after we had spent so much money promoting. These people don't understand. We promote their name on Facebook and all social media.
Yeah, it goes out on all platforms.
And it costs money.
And people get excited.
We do nice pictures. Then there was Fran Drescher.
Mm.
She canceled.
She did.
She committed and canceled.
She won her position.
She did win.
SAG-AFTRA, but.
And then there was Larry Elder. Committed and canceled.
Mm.
He did not win his position.
You might want to wonder why. Maybe this would have helped him push him over the edge.
Now we have a couple new ones. Wayne Newton, supposed to be on in a couple weeks, canceled. Leonard Maltin, that's a good one. The famed movie critic said that this was a political show and he would not do a political show.
To be perfectly honest with you, I did not know he was still alive. So
apparently you're not going to know because he has told us that he will not do a political show.
How is this?
I have no idea. We reminded him that Paul Anka was on for an hour 3 weeks ago, just talked about his music.
Mm.
Bobby Hull, famed hockey player, talked about hockey.
Yeah.
We have had so many people and some lawyers. It's really offensive that when we have lawyers on this show who are not political, who are doing their jobs, Robert Cohen, one of the best divorce attorneys.
Yeah.
We don't know his politics.
No.
He talked about divorces. Who did you really love? Lynn Toler.
Lynn Toler. Great.
Divorce
Gave
court
some great
judge.
Great advice. Yeah.
Didn't say anything about politics.
I don't know where she stands.
Leonard, what are you thinking? And now we have David Brown. What do you say to David?
Add him to the blacklist. It's a long list.
Wait a second there. Because he's African American, I don't think he needs to be added to the blacklist. What were you thinking?
I mean, that's
cancellation.
A cancel list. Thank you.
Wow. You know, it's very frustrating. It's okay. I think that it really is a commentary on society and our people. People that we are living with every day who cannot honor commitments. Like, what's up with that? Why can't you take... Some of these people are on the telephone. They can't pick up the telephone. There's no good excuses.
No good excuses. I mean, it's so easy. It's a phone call.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. People have become maybe increasingly selfish since the pandemic about their time. I don't know.
What about...
I mean, a lot of people are still sitting at home.
Do you think it's the pandemic?
I don't know.
Making people nasty, mean, morally incorrect?
I'm not going to go that far. I just think that for some reason, yeah, they're not keeping commitments.
Yeah, so these are just individual people who...
I mean, before the pandemic, you had to get in the car and come here.
Right.
We weren't doing phone interviews every week.
No, no.
And now it's so much easier and people feel they don't have to...
They just don't understand. We put in so much time preparing. I stay up late. I put my kids to sleep.
Pages and pages of notes.
Pages of notes. And then they don't care. They only care about themselves. We got to do something about this world. We got to do some positive, something positive vibes, the positive vibes. And I think we have the people here in the studio today who can do that.
I do think we have the right lineup.
It is the right lineup. Yeah. I'm glad you said that, Lauren, because not only do we have them here, but we're going to have two callers later on, because when we talk about LATLC, the Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities, these are lawyers doing great work and devoting their time, energy, and money to help others who are in need. And we're going to talk about their golf tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. And I am privileged to be part of that golf tournament. I have a foursome.
What's your handicap?
I have a lot of handicaps. I basically, you know, say things that are inappropriate.
Oh.
I put my foot in my mouth.
And that affects your score.
Absolutely. Mm. It in my high school graduation write-up, they said that Alan can often be seen taking his foot out of his mouth.
Doing it ever since.
Yeah. And I'm coughing. I need an herbal soup remedy for
my
cough.
Well, you're in luck.
I am in luck.
We have the right guests for you today.
I want to introduce Chuck White first because he's going to go through this hour with us.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
What a voice.
Wow.
You should be the voice of UCLA Bruins. He is, in fact, the in-stadium voice for the Rose Bowl, the UCLA Bruins football, basketball.
True.
And there's this NCIS business.
Yeah, I've done some voiceover for them and Hawaii Five-O, other stuff, all sorts of things.
Hawaii Five-O?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good show.
That's like Wayne Newton. It's dating you, or is that a
not,
new one?
Not the Jack
no,
Lord
there's a new
version.
One out. Yeah,
yeah, you know, there is a newer one.
There needs to be a new Wayne Newton, too.
Wayne Newton? In Hawaii Five-0, you think?
No, okay, no, I don't think so. Yeah. But, you know, one of your claims to fame, and the reason why I have selected you as my on my foursome, because I want to win,
of course,
is that you were a champion, and you still are an amazing golfer. But at UCLA, you set all kinds of records. In fact, you had a better score. What was the cumulative score than Tom Watson over when he was at Stanford?
Yeah, Tom was a player at Stanford, and they have a big tournament there, the Stanford Intercollegiate, and I won it, and I broke his record.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Wow.
Used to putt in those days. It was very good.
Well, you
putter
better be
then
putting in the tournament coming up at the LATLC.
No problem. We got this win down.
We need you.
And we got it down.
Later in the show, we're going to bring James Loney on, former Dodger, 6 years with the Dodgers. Score is 0-0 right now, and we're going to pull him away from the game because he's also in our foursome.
Right.
For LATLC golf tournament. But as I cough, again, I need to get a remedy here.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to Genevieve Wong. Genevieve, our producer, she's produced. How many years have you produced this show?
I don't know if my mic is on. Yes, now it's on. Mm. I've produced the show probably over 4 years now.
Mm.
Wow. And you have a great voice. Listen to Chuck
you
and
do.
Jen.
Yeah.
I'm taking tips from Chuck, actually.
Oh, my goodness. This is getting thick.
It is.
Yeah. Very, very.
Genevieve is, what is it, 4 or 5 times you're nominated for Emmys?
4.
4. Wow. Producer, writer, director. She's acted. She is a triple threat. And now we can add what I think will be a best-selling book that just came out, and I have my copy sitting in front of me. After the break, I'm going to read some of the reviews. When you hear the reviews, you will want to get the book. And we are honored to have with us, beside Genevieve, Rose Chung, who is Genevieve's mother, and who was the lead writer in this book? Because I know it goes back some years with all of these herbal soups.
Well, you haven't mentioned the book yet.
Lauren, go ahead.
You didn't tell us what we're talking about. The book is called Healing Herbal Soups. Boost your immunity and weather the seasons with traditional Chinese recipes.
That's cool.
Very.
Yeah.
When I met her, it was like, I think my first or second show, and you handed me this book. And
I like, sent you.
What a bonus.
Yeah, I handed you the rough draft of the book. You were one of the few people in the world
who got an early copy.
My book first.
But it couldn't have been better timing because, you know, we were still kind of in lockdown, I think, or still in the pandemic. So who doesn't want to boost their immunity right
I'm
now?
I'm kind of hurt, actually. I wasn't offered the book.
You didn't show up to work.
I was the first person who ordered it when there was advanced sales on Amazon. I was the first one. No one else, because you told me.
It's true, yeah.
And wow. If I would have known you were like handing the book out to Lauren to review.
I specifically asked for one when I found out
you
she
are
wrote
such
it.
A nice person.
What? I'm a nice person getting yeah. free stuff?
No, you're
she's the nice person.
You're defending Genevieve.
I am defending her because she told me that she had written this book. I was like, well, I want a copy. And she was like, I happen to have an early edition.
And I said, I want to buy a copy.
Well, you're nicer then, I guess.
No, I'm not.
I don't remember the exact circumstances of who was where that night, but I think you weren't around,
Alan. I don't think you were there.
I'm never
It was
around.
A special circumstance.
Well, let's talk about the book. We have 1 minute before the break, and then we'll talk about the book afterwards. Chuck, I'm going to ask you. I'm putting you on
the
spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're always put on the spot at
I
UCLA
love being
games.
Put on the spot. It's great.
Ask Rose how this all came to be, that they would write this amazing book.
You know, Rose, the first question that comes up is, how did this all start? What happened here? Am I showing interest? Yes, thank you. No, I mean this, really. How the heck did you two get this thing going?
Well, we're in a lockdown like everybody else, so I'm thinking, what should I do? I have to be productive, you know, I can just sit around. And I thought, this will be something that would be helpful and interesting and a need, you know. And I thought, I know all about, you know, all these healing herbal soups, so I should write about it and share with everybody who's staying home. And hopefully it helps them to become healthier and can fight against the virus and COVID.
Wow. So how did you learn about these soups? Did you have some kind of master soup person that you knew had these certain ideas and thoughts of the soup? Or
It just comes naturally. This is part of Chinese tradition.
I know it doesn't come naturally
yeah.
to that guy.
Lauren,
Alan
does
Gerby.
It come naturally to you?
No. I don't think I've ever made a soup from scratch in my life.
No
so
clue. There's a package.
I was
you,
not,
you know.
Yeah.
We grew up with it, okay?
Wow.
It's part of Chinese culture. Especially for Southern Chinese, because in the olden days, you know, Western medicine is not available. So how do we survive? And, you know, we have a lot of people in China. So that's a success example that we survived, right?
We need to take a break, but we're going to get more into the soup after the break. The book is called Healing Herbal Soups, Boost Your Immunity, which I need right now, and
it's
Weather
timely.
The Seasons with Traditional Chinese Recipes. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Oh, man. Wayman. I didn't think you had it in you. Amazing.
I chose the track.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I was being a producer and I chose the track.
I wanted to give the credit to Wayman. Everyone is so nice. Lauren gives the credit to Genevieve. Wayman gives the credit. Rose, you have an amazing daughter. Everyone's giving her credit. And listen to this. This will make you understand why healing herbal soups boost your immunity and weather the seasons with traditional Chinese recipes is flying up the charts on all of the greatest hits in books. Here's a review. This book is amazing and made everything so simple, even for someone like me. The recipes are simple and very easy to understand. My favorite part of this book is the herbal encyclopedia because it has photos and the names of the herbs, which I had never seen in my life before, in English and Chinese, so you can just take it into the store and point to that entry. Here's someone else. I never really understood TCM until reading this book. I'm so amazed at how perfectly it sums me up, addresses my issues, and explains away my food cravings. And then, excuse me as I cough, I could not be more excited when this book arrived. This is a beautifully made book packed with amazing recipes and information. Wow.
Thanks, Alan.
Lauren?
She does it all. Producer extraordinaire and now author and healing the world.
Healing the world.
With this book.
Healing the world. It's really my mom, actually. I have to give all the credit to her. She's the one definitely who wanted to write the book. And I would say she's the substance and maybe I'm the style, something like that.
Well, I got a question. You know, the herbalist. We've some of us have been to herbalists, right?
You know,
I personally, my wife and I went to this place and it was really wild and the stuff tasted horrible.
Yeah,
you know? Right.
And yeah. I was like, oh my, now it worked.
Yeah,
it worked
same.
Like wonders.
But you had to, force it
go
down.
Go through pain, agony, all sorts of stuff. And but this is not that?
It's not that. So here's the difference. When you go to a Chinese herbalist, they're giving you a decoction that is, bitter. It's a bitter tea.
Certainly
it's
was.
Formulated to you. They check your pulse and they see what's going on with you and they come up with their own formulation for you that addresses your physical problems. Chinese herbal soups are a tradition for Southern Chinese people to make soups with meat, vegetables, and to add some herbs into them to help you to weather the seasons, to preserve your immunity, as the weather goes from being hot to cold or cold to hot. It's completely different. It's not tailored to your particular problem. And it doesn't taste bad. It's supposed to taste good.
That's cool.
You know, immunity is such an important word that we've heard a lot over the last year and a half. And, it begs the question, Rose, tell us about some of these recipes and what they can do to immunity, because people are searching for something to make them feel stronger and less susceptible to COVID or anything that may take them down.
Flu season.
Flu season, yeah.
I am very excited today because I read about some research, on the internet, and it's about quercetin. I'm trying to promote something called persimmon leaves tea, which is very rarely drink in America and even around the world. But I know about that a long time ago. Persimmon leaves, they're just made from persimmon leaves. Very simple, very natural. You pick the persimmon leaves, you dry it up yourself, and then you just make a tea out of it by just boiling it for, say, 20 minutes over a low fire. And it becomes a pretty tasty tea. It tastes like Lipton's tea. It's not bad to drink. I mean, you love to drink it. Some people like it because it's smells very good, it smells like persimmons. But persimmon tea itself has an abundance of vitamin C and quercetin. What is this good for, In the beginning, I always know, for a long period of time, that the tea itself will help you to make your platelets level very normal. So it's very important for people who have low platelets level. And then it also helps to strengthen your blood vessel wall and make it very smooth. So as a result of your blood vessel wall being very smooth, you will have better circulation, and it's actually helping you not to get cancer, because cancer cells have to clinch on to the blood vessel wall. So if it's very slippery, very smooth, it makes it harder for them to do that.
Wow. It's also good for bruising. As women, for example, as we get older, we bruise more easily, and persimmon leaves are really great for that.
It's good. Generally, it promotes good, healthy blood.
It's great, because I'm reading through all these ingredients. And by the way, your website for the book is where you can go to buy these ingredients, because when I first flipped through this book, I was like, oh dear gosh, I don't think I'm going to find this at Ralph's. But your website actually goes recipe by recipe with all of the ingredients that you can buy directly, which makes it super easy. But talk about some of these Chinese ingredients that we don't typically see in Western food.
Yes. You can...
Chinese yams, for example. They're in a lot of these recipes.
Well, yes, but some...
Why are they special?
Something very generic, too. Like Alan is coughing just then, and I was thinking he needs something to moisturize his system, you know, because we just enter fall, and not only he is coughing, I'm coughing, too.
Everybody has allergies really badly right now.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's more than allergies. It's because you're getting dry. Your whole system is getting dry. We have a soup in the book that we use apples, pears, figs, and tangerine peel. Those are pretty easy to buy, you know?
Yeah.
You can, I mean, if you miss one or two ingredients, it's fine. But apple, pears, and fig, you know, those are very easy. You just dump it into a pot, you know, put a pork into it just for tasty purpose, and a piece of tangerine peel. And you just press a button. You know, I always use an automatic soup cooker because I'm lazy too, and I don't have time to watch it. So you just pop it in and cover it, and in an hour and a half is all done. And you drink it, you feel the difference, you know. You feel that your throat is not as dry, your skin is not as dry. I mean, these are quite instant to make, and the effects are very quickly. You feel the difference, you know, because we all live in the city. Everybody's busy, you know, they don't have time to cook.
You know, exactly. I was thinking, you know, we're so preoccupied with Western medicine. I mean, just myself included, we just think only in terms of Western medicine. Now, the Eastern thought, I'd always heard that a doctor in the Far East 100 years ago didn't get paid until the person was healed or better.
And doesn't happen anymore.
Doesn't happen anymore.
No. Capitalism has taken over.
What? Yeah.
Things are definitely different now.
Understood.
But I mean, I definitely think that, you know, if you have some sort of a health problem and Western medicine isn't helping you at all, perhaps you should try to see a traditional Chinese medicine doctor and to see what's wrong. When you go to a doctor and they diagnose you with a problem, that's just part of the visit. The other part of the visit is when they come up with your personalized prescription. It's an art form, and that's how we base how good a doctor is on those two things. But so it's good to know what's wrong with you, because they can often tell you what's wrong with you, and it's less of a mystery before they give you the medicine.
But Genevieve, you can also just get this book.
Yes, you can also get this book.
It tells you things like how to sleep correctly. That's so important. Sleep is important, and I'm hearing it from a different perspective. It's not like what Chuck is saying. You know, you go to the doctor. I was at the doctor today for my cough, and, you know, he didn't even look at me, basically. And I asked him a question, and he says, I don't know. How am I supposed to know? I'll give you a diagnostic test. You know, have an endoscopy, and then we'll talk or something. And when you have the book, it goes through things like how to boil soup and where to buy ingredients. This is a how-to guide, which you pick up, and it tells you exactly how to get from point A to point B, where I couldn't get that at my Western medicine doctor today.
Well, one of the reasons that we wrote this book is that we've been living in America for so long. I was born here, And most of these recipes are in Chinese. And that isolates a huge audience. There is certainly a lot of Asians who want to make Chinese herbal soups. It's a huge tradition amongst a lot of Asians, and not just East Asians. And, you know, my mom and I thought, well, can we write a book that attracts the mainstream? One of the ways to do that is we have an encyclopedia in the book that has pictures as well as Chinese and English names, like we discussed, and you can just go into the store, show them the picture of the herb and say, I want this. And it really breaks down all the language barriers that people have and prevents them from going into Chinese pharmacies. Of course, you can also go to our website, which is healingherbalsoups.com.
Healingherbalsoups.com.
That's correct. Yes. And you can find out more about the book there, as well as buy recipes for, as well as buy ingredients for the recipes.
Genevieve, before we go to the break, we're going to go in a second. Tell us about the success of the book, because it's only been out for about a month and it's everywhere. And who is it beating? What book is it beating?
It's actually beating Sean Spicer and Stacey Abrams in the category of political advocacy books on Amazon, which is very strange. But we're the number one Chinese medicine bestseller, as well as number one in new releases for Chinese medicine and soups and stews.
Amazing. So not only do you do an amazing job of producing this radio show, you and your mom, Rose, have put together an award-winning book.
There aren't any awards yet. It's just monetary, I think.
I did give it an award.
We're sitting with healers. That's our healers, Alan. It's amazing.
We got to take a break. The book is called Healing Herbal Soups, Boost Your Immunity and Weather the Seasons with Traditional Chinese Recipes. You can get it anywhere, right? I got mine on Amazon.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Rose,
both of you.
Thanks for coming in. Good to see you. Always good to see you.
Always good to see you, too.
Thanks. All right, we're going to come back with Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities. After the break, you're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We are back. I'm Alan Gervie, and still no score in the game. Lauren, are you watching?
I sure am.
You should be paying attention to the show.
Well, we have been on a break.
Good point. Now you can focus.
Now I'm focused.
And we have to introduce two new people. We've already got Chuck White. He's not new. He's been here for the last 40 minutes.
Absolutely.
The voice.
Thank you.
The definitive voice.
Thank you.
Of UCLA.
The snack bar is open.
The
Absolutely.
Snack bar is open. UCLA basketball and football, the Rose Bowl.
Yes,
Can
yes.
Can you just introduce me for a second? I just need to have it.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting at center stage, the great Alan Gervie.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
What a Thank thrill.
You. Drive safely. Yeah. Good evening.
Don't forget to tip your servers.
That's right. That's
right. All right. I want to bring on a guy now who is having a great year. I mean, unbelievable year. Not only is he the president of the Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities, which is an honor in and of itself, but now he is up for the prestigious award of Trial Lawyer of the Year for the Consumer Attorneys Association of Los Angeles. He is the founding partner of the Kramer Trial Law Firm, the one and only, Chuck, you should introduce him, Dan Kramer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Kramer.
Hey, welcome. Dan.
Oh, all right. Man, I wish my mom could hear that introduced that way. That was amazing.
You can listen to the podcast and tell your mom to tape it when it comes out next week. We're just going to, before we talk about the golf tournament, Dan, I do want to bring on, because the Dodgers are a big deal today, and this guy spent 6 years with the Dodgers, number one draft, number one pick for the Dodgers, number 19 overall in 2002, my good buddy James Loney. Thanks for coming on the show, James.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me again.
Again, yeah. That's right. He is a repeat customer, and we are going to get into your golfing because we don't know you are in our foursome. Chuck is very concerned.
I'm not concerned because I watched James Loney play. You know, and he was awesome, man. This guy is incredible. Are you left-handed?
Yes.
I mean, are you a left-handed golfer?
Yeah, I am.
Cool. That's awesome.
Good. You want to add, because he's replacing Hozelle Johansson, who played 11 years
right.
in the NFL,
right?
Who was on our foursome and was a scratch golfer.
But James can hit for power. We know that right off the bat. Is that right?
Might need to hang up now.
He's got a great touch.
And he can go to the opposite field, I'm sure.
Now, but, Dan, opposite field.
I can slice the golf ball to left.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Dan, we're doing a little golf talk here. You got to tell us about LATLC's golf tournament, what LATLC represents, and what we can expect this year.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you guys are going to be the favorites.
I don't know about that. I'm in the foursome.
Well, no, we're really excited. Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities is an organization made up of trial lawyers in the Los Angeles area who represent people who are seriously hurt or injured by corporations or insurance companies or people's negligence. We also represent people who are discriminated against in the workplace. So it's Plaintiff Trial Lawyers came together, raised money, give it back to the community. We've given away almost $6 million in the last 15 years. But we're really excited about the golf tournament coming up Monday, October 25th at the Calabasas Country Club. It's going to be a great time. All the money we raise goes to the community, goes to people in need, especially people who have been hit hard with COVID. So we're really excited. It's awesome, Alan. You're back. You're always supporting us. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Dan, it sounds like a blast, except that personally I'm bored out of my mind with golf, but but it sounds like a great event. I mean, one of the greatest things probably that you can continue to hold this event and raise all that money is because golf is so COVID friendly. You're outdoors,
it
you're walking.
Is. Yeah, we obviously we had to miss last year, but this is a huge event for us. I mean, it's one of our top fundraisers. We raise a lot of money that we give back, and we're really excited. I mean, we sold out within like a week. With all the players,
wow.
All the courses are sold out. Yeah, sponsorships are sold out. We have some great silent auction items that are coming up. So it's awesome. Everyone's excited to get back on the golf course and get together again.
And I must say, Dan, that trial lawyers are a real competitive group. And I'm always curious to know when the 18 holes are played and the winning foursome is like 40 below par, whether we can trust the trial lawyers. Because this is Loney's first tournament. And he's an honest guy. I know that. You know, he had a great reputation as a Major League Baseball player. And now he coaches his kid and he coached my kid. And I'll tell you, he's very honest. So what do we expect? Can we expect that these trial lawyers are going to play fair?
Hey, I'm right there with you, James, man. Like I don't trust lawyers on the golf course either. I trust them outside. But on the golf course, we are hyper competitive and you got to watch them. So you got to watch the forces behind you. You got to watch the forces in front of you. But because everyone's gunning for that championship, especially this year.
You know, so Chuck White was one of the best golfers at UCLA in the history of UCLA.
Jeez.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tom Watson, he left him in his wake. And we got to know, James, tell us about your credentials as a golfer.
My credentials. Okay. I can get into some places. If that counts.
Cool. That's awesome, man.
That's probably about it. I hit the ball with the driver and the three wood decently. I think I'm used to hitting the ball off a tee.
Yeah.
It's the irons that give me a little trouble sometimes. And then my putting is okay. I can like get it close to the hole.
You know, I've been always told when anyone watches my golf game, and I don't play very often, once a year or maybe twice with the California Applicant Attorneys Association, that my swing looks like I'm taking a slap shot in hockey. Has anyone said to you, James, that, you know, your swing is a baseball swing, not a golf swing?
No, but I mean, the thing is, you basically say, look, baseball, you're trying to get on plane with the pitch. In golf, you're trying to get on plane with the ball on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just getting on a different plane, you still want to hit the ball straight. You know what I mean? Even in baseball, you can get away with it, pulling a ball or going opposite field. But, you know, ideally, you want the, wherever you hit it, you still want it to come off, you know, straight. You don't want it to have slice or spin or slice or hook.
James, I have a question. You know, I heard Johnny Bench once say that hitting a golf ball properly is much more difficult than hitting a baseball. I mean, your experience, is it tough to hit a golf ball compared
well, it's a
to
a smaller ball?
Well, that's true. That's a great point, Ellen.
Yeah, I don't know about actually like hitting the ball. I think hitting a baseball is probably harder, but as far as like the whole game in itself and like knowing which club and, you know, the elements and just all the strategy behind it, I could see the sport as a whole being harder.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Wow. You know, Dan, what are you bringing in terms of your foursome? Because, you know, you now, and congratulations on this Trial Lawyer of the Year nomination. I truly believe you'll win it, but we're not going to, you know, we're not going to trash the others who you're up against because you are a very respectable lawyer, even though competitive. What do you bring in for the golf tournament? Because you are the president. There's going to be a lot of attention given to you. So you got some ringers? You got Tom Watson coming to get back at Chuck White?
No, unfortunately, I don't. I may actually still be in trial. I'm in trial right now in San Bernardino. I got one guy I'm bringing from Chicago. He's not a lawyer, but he can absolutely crush the ball. So I got one guy, it's best ball. You know, I'm hoping we can just kind of ride his coattails all the way through. But I don't know. I don't think we stack up against you guys from what I'm hearing so far, Alan.
Well, I don't know. We haven't seen James. But did you know, James, it's best ball? So, you know, guys like me, I just like the caddy, and we'll just be watching Chuck. And our fourth is Josh Oder, who
is perfect. Josh
former
is great.
Pepperdine baseball player.
We're going to clean up. Yeah. I think, Alan, this is no problem.
I'm going to be disappointed in you guys if you don't. Put it that way.
Yeah, you guys are talking a big game.
Yeah.
We are. We talk a big game. That's for sure. We do.
Well, we were hoping. I had two foursomes. Unfortunately, my second one, which featured former Dodger Ron Say and his son Dan Say, they had to drop out, and Joselio Hansen had to drop out. He moved to Texas. Joselio decided that rather than play in the LATLC golf tournament, he was going to move to Texas.
Wow.
So he did that, and the Says are unavailable. So we do have some pressure on us. We want to talk a little bit about LATLC after the break. It's still 0-0 in the Dodger-Giants game. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
All right, we're back. Wait a minute, this isn't golf music, but it's cool. I don't know. That's a good question. He said, what is golf music? We are talking to Dan Kramer, who's the president of the Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities. We're talking about the golf tournament. It is an amazing golf tournament. And we also have on the line James Loney, who I assume is watching the Dodger game. Is that true, James?
I'm watching the Eagles game.
Eagles game. There you go. I love that.
Yeah, I'm just
that is the honesty.
I'm going back and forth.
We got the Dodgers game on here. What's going on? And 0-0. So you are going back to the. What's the score in the Eagles game? Hope Eagles are losing.
I think the last I saw, they were losing 20-14.
Nice.
Gervie's Law, where you come for all of your sports scores.
All the sports scores. Dan, yeah. Tell us about what kind of organizations trial lawyers are raising money for through the LATLC, because a lot of people don't understand what great hearts the trial lawyers have. And when they put on this tournament, yes, they're having a lot of fun, and there's a lot of lawyers who are playing and doctors and guests, but it's really going to some great causes.
Yeah, we're made up of, like I said, just plaintiff trial lawyers who... A majority of what we do is a pass-through charity, meaning we raise a lot of money that we give away to other charities, mostly, you know, the homeless, battered women, children with disabilities. We just recently had what's called a Great Trike giveaway, where they have adaptive bicycles for children with disabilities who can't ride a, you know, typical two-wheel bicycle.
they do it. So these kids have the ability to ride bikes with their friends. And it was just a beautiful thing to see. We donated a bunch of bicycles to this organization so that these kids who couldn't afford it have these bikes now and they can ride. And it's amazing just hearing some of the parents talk about, you know, one of their kids may not be able to ride a typical bike, and now their brother can go ride with them and with the kids and feel part of the group, which is great.
And what about the Little League organization?
Yeah, we do a lot of work with Buddy Ball, which, again, is helping out disabled kids, you know, be able to play baseball, Little League. We donate to a lot of different causes. We usually have a lot of people applying, and, you know, we're going to donate a lot of money this year. And we also do, you know, our own individual events, where we put on the event from top to bottom, like Day of Dignity, where we go to Venice, and with the Venice Family Clinic, we provide showers for the homeless, and a doctor there who can do checkups and clothes, just to basically give them a sort of a fresh day, a fresh start, to hopefully set them on the right path. So we do a lot. It's amazing to see the big heart the trial lawyers have. They work so hard in the courtroom fighting for people's rights, as you know, Alan, and it's amazing to see them want to take their time away from court and on the weekends and help people in the community.
Yeah, and I know I don't have to tell anyone about Dan Kramer, because he's the first one to be advocating on behalf of those who really need it. James, real quickly, you had texted me and you wanted some information about the golf simulator that I have. Did you ever get it? Because I was hoping that, you know, when I asked you to be in our foursome, that you had that simulator and you'd been working out a little bit.
No, negative. I just got some wiffle balls at Dick's and put them in the backyard.
That was a lot cheaper than getting the wiffle balls.
Yeah.
But you're ready to go, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, can't say no, right? I mean,
Chuck's looking at me like, where did you find this guy?
I mean, I can hit the ball, you know, decently straight. Like,
James,
when I try to hit it too hard, it's just...
Can you hit it as far as your son Jordan hits a baseball? That's the big question.
No, I can't. He's got all right. That.
Yeah, he's got
James. Me. James, yeah. Is your son a right-hander or left-hander? You're a left-hander, so
he's a righty.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So we're just focusing on the shortstop and pitching and all that stuff.
Are you a coach? Are you coaching?
Yeah, I'm coaching both of my sons right now.
Wow, that's awesome.
They haven't kicked you out of the league yet?
No, not yet. We had a little dust up in T-ball for some reason.
Nice.
That was always, you know, those are always fun.
Yeah, it was.
I just love how people, you know, they bring their, like, they're competing. Like, they don't care if it's 5-year-olds or, you know, 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
They're ready to snap on somebody.
Well, I hope you have that competition ready for the golf tournament. We're going to see you out there. Dan Kramer, you're going to make it. You're not going to be at that San Bernardino trial, are you?
I don't know. It is going very slow out there. We should be closing next week, so hopefully the jury gets this footage.
Well, good luck to that. And I know the group at LATLC has done such a great job preparing for this event. Lisa Zanville and everyone else. Any shout-outs for all of the preparations that go into this?
Yeah, definitely. Christine Gallo, Lauren Wood, Brad Wallace. I mean, they're doing a phenomenal job. And then Steve Bartazarian, who's president next year, is going to put on a huge luau. And six people can win it, auction it off at the golf tournament. And I went to the party a few weeks ago. It is phenomenal. Steve Bartazarian knows how to throw a party. He's the owner of Brothers Sushi Restaurant. Amazing cook. I mean, it's a place to be. So that'll be an auction item at the golf tournament, if you want to bid.
Yeah, there's a lot of great auction items. Where can people go to check out the LATLC golf tournament and everything else that LATLC does?
Yeah, so you can go to latlcgolf.givesmart.com. That's where they can buy, you know, bid on items. You don't have to go to the tournament. And then you can check out our website at www.latlc.org.
All right. Yeah, latlc.org. Dan, thanks for being with us. Looking forward to the golf tournament.
You.
James, we'll see you out on the links
in a couple of weeks.
All right. Appreciate you
All
so
right.
much.
Take care. Chuck?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for being with us today.
Great.
Always great to have
Pleasure
a real,
to have you.
A real voice both. Here.
What
Lauren?
Am I?
No, I'm saying for me, you are the voice of Gervie's Law.
Nice save.
Genevieve, Rose, thanks. Thanks to everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This show is furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.